Okay, so the learning today should be as chus as well as the chus for a ilu neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem Ben Zion, and a chus for a full shlema. V'chaim doiv ben Menorachol, chanu leibah shei Derachol, and abadati ben Peril, as well as the chus for all those in the makom sakon and Eitzro and those risking their lives to protect it. So we're in the middle of talking about a person keeping his word, and we said yesterday that a person should always strive to keep his word when it's good. And today on page 676, he's going to talk about an exception to the rule. He says, "V'chol ki ha im yira im yira all this is if a person realizes that should he carry through with the chesed that he promised to do to his friend, that it would cause a person harm or someone else harm. That you shouldn't keep your word." So we said that you should keep your word if you promise to do good to someone, but if it turns out that it's not really good, it looks like it's good, it's something that he wants, but it's really harmful for him or it's harmful for someone else, then certainly you should retract your words and not do it. It becomes like a promise to do something bad, which we said a person is allowed to retract. But hey, now he's going to talk about people who stubbornly refuse to ever retract a promise. Meaning to do bad. He says, "Vein rabim ata sheyishla mida zu." And unfortunately, there are many people nowadays who have this mida sha'imdem b'diburam b'chol, that no matter what, they always keep their word. They stand by what they said. V'yoytzei scharam b'fseidam, and they're losing more than they're gaining. Shehare noyagim kein af l'ra, because they do this even when it's something bad. Or they promise not to do something good for someone else. Afilu yabu. Even if you send numerous friends to reason with him, LaYashaba, you can't change his mind. Amar Yaimar, and he will justify it by saying, Divari, I can't change what I can't have that I said something that's false, or I can't change from what I promised, the words that left my mouth. I won't change. Even if you pay me all the money in the world. Right? So they appear very frum. I can't go against what I said. I'm going to be a liar. So they stand behind what they said. Adam kazeh, he says, interacting with a person like this is bad. He distances himself from himself any admirers or friends. Verabu sainav, and many people don't dislike him. Avafilu benave loy yinva. Oh, I'm sorry. Marber loves sin of a sachros. You increase hatred. Even in your home, you won't be accepted. And his whole family will not tolerate him, because he comes off as very, very haughty, very big bal gaiva, because he says whatever I say, you can't ignore. Ani whatever I said, it has to come true. And you can't ignore what I'm saying. And so it comes across as very brazen and haughty, and so people in his own home won't even have respect for him. Zura, he says, this is an evil that brings other evils with it. So instead, a person has to use seichel to figure out what the proper path is. Sometimes you should keep your word, and sometimes you shouldn't. This is the path of a proper person. That he's prepared to retract what he said and put his own interests on the side. In the face of interests of others, when depending on the situation, he should become favorable through rachman, through compassion, and be appeased through pleas, meaning other people have this ability to appease you and to plead with you. And he should always think long and hard before he promises to do anything good. Or promises not to do something evil. And then once he says it, you should be careful to keep it. You should do it and not be either. And therefore, based on what we're saying, it's better that you say, "I can't do something," and then do it. Because if you're committing to do something for someone, you can't retract. So what we're saying is it's better to apologize, and if someone asks you a favor, you say, "I'm sorry, I wish I could do it, but I can't." And then you end up surprising the person. That's better than the other way around, which is to promise something and then fail to deliver. On the other hand, on the other hand, when your friend makes a request, you shouldn't ignore it. And you shouldn't oppose his opinion, kasha yuchal, to the extent that you can avoid doing so. Even if he's your enemy, to fulfill the pasuk of run after peace and chase it. And not like you have people who are argumentative, who deliberately go against others. They say, so essentially, you have people, these are really rishayim. They say, I really don't care which way the wind blows. I don't care. But Chaim over there wants it a certain way. And the one thing that I don't want is I don't want Chaim to get what he wants. I don't want Chaim to be happy. So I'm going to deliberately go against Chaim, whatever he's proposing. I'm going to go against it simply because I don't want him to win. But you really don't care one way or the other. He says, that's a terrible midah. He says, it's a midah of Sedoim. This is Zen, because you really don't care. If they decide, if the decision is made like Chaim, but your sole motivation for going against him is your dislike, and therefore that's a midas time. He says the only time you should ever act this way is when you are dealing with young children. You try to teach them that they made a decision, and you're trying to convince them that they need to be flexible. So if you're teaching your young children to be flexible, so that's maybe the only time I could hear that even if it doesn't bother you one way or the other, you should maybe decide against them. But not to change your mind. But when it comes to others, even older children, it's better not to stubbornly stand by your opinion. Greater people should listen even to those who are lower than them. To increase friendship, be soft like a reed, don't be hard like a cedar. When the wind blows, the reed sways back and forth, but it always comes back. But the cedar, if a hurricane wind comes, it will uproot the cedar, and the cedar will not be able to go back into place. So that's why it's always better to be flexible like a reed rather than hard like a cedar. And with this, he'll always be remembered as a tzaddik who flourished like a date palm, like a cedar. Okay, let's stop here and we will continue this next week in the session. Okay, continuing in the Rambam, so we're talking about a person doing mitzvah shalai lishma. He says,
Recording still on.
Thank you.